Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday, and we are fully assembled. Fritzy is back.
Let's go.
Yay.
Okay. Thoughts and prayers. I hope that they were answered.
They sure
You're
were.
You're back with us.
Good to be back.
Are you 100%?
Not 100%, but I'm better than I was the last couple of days.
But you weren't going to pull a Lamar Jackson where you're not able to play, but you were still hoping that we were going to do well today.
Right.
Okay. Yes, Paulie.
Seton's is in a pretty decent mood because he put the glass up, the partition.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have a glass partition between Seton and Fritzy in the back row. This was suggested last week. And we finally got around to it, and then Fritzy got sick. Seton, you're okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Good. Got a little tickle in my throat.
Oh, no.
Can't have that.
By the way, it's a Meat Friday, and I just got the menu. Tyler just sent it to me. Grilled ribeye.
What? Yo, let's go.
Brats. Pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Nah, I caved in. I tried to entice Fritzy to come back. I go, come on.
All it takes.
We need you. I said, all right, pigs in a blanket. Okay.
All of a sudden you're feeling better on a Friday with pigs in a blanket. Now you can show up.
I'll be there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you check this out. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Get an exclusive discount for my listeners. You kick off the new year, rescue all of those cherished memories you have that you haven't watched, enjoyed in years, pictures, videotapes, send them to legacybox.com/Patrick. They take care of everything. They digitize it, send it back to you, and then you actually enjoy all of those great memories. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Check in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady's future in Tampa. You know, it feels like it's a foregone conclusion. He's playing next season. Question is it going to be Tampa or someplace else? Nobody's bringing up his age anymore. Like it used to be. God, he's going to be 45. Now 46. He's playing next year. At least that's the feeling. Is there anything that could happen on Monday night that would change that? But we'll talk to Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers. We'll talk to the actor, Vikings apologist, Josh Duhamel, and Den Levitard will join us a little bit later on as well, our good buddy there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you. That's our streaming partner. You can watch this show, and we don't charge you anything. Just download the app. Watch for free. Our radio affiliates around the country. So the Seahawks, trying to beat the Niners three times. They are 9.5-point underdogs. The Chargers now 2.5-point favorites against the Jags. The Dolphins, that line started at 10.5, now up to 13.5. The Vikings are giving 3 to the Giants. And the Ravens, that's now, it started at 6.5. It's up to 9.5. The best game could be the Giants and the Vikings. Now, you may not want to tune in to the Giants and Vikings because maybe you don't look at them and go, they could go far in the playoffs or they're exciting. But if you want a game that's going to be competitive, I mean, that could be 21-21 going into the fourth quarter. And you would think, with the line being a 3-point spread, that it'll be a close game. You know, the Dolphins and Jags, or the Chargers and Jags. That's a, you know, point spread-wise, 2.5. That could be a great game. Not great teams, but great games. And there's a difference with that. You know, Buffalo Bills are a great team, but that game against the Dolphins, probably not going to be a great game. The Seahawks against the Niners, although it's weird. I feel like if the Seahawks hadn't beaten the Niners both times and going into this game, I would like their chances more for some reason. And I still think the Ravens are going to hang around with the Bengals even without Lamar Jackson. I don't know why. It's just a weird feeling that it could get ugly. And people are forgetting the Cincinnati Bengals are without 2 of their starting offensive linemen here. And that was the problem last year at times, and certainly to start this year when they started out 0-2. Yes, Todd?
Lamar Jackson doesn't seem to think it's going to go well without his services at quarterback.
Yeah, there was a quote that he had. Let's see. Let me give you the exact thing. He mentioned, you know, what he has, the PCL grade 2 sprain, borderline of a strain 3. I've never had a PCL injury. I've had ACL, MCL. There is still inflammation surrounding my knee, and my knee remains unstable. I'm still in good spirits as I continue with treatments on the road to recovery. Then Lamar Jackson goes on to say, I wish I could be out there with my guys more than anything, but I can't give 100% of myself to my guys and fans. And then he follows by saying, I'm still hopeful we still have a chance.
No, he didn't say he was. I'm hopeful.
He says, I'm still hopeful we still have a chance.
But we'll probably get crushed. You got me, point.
That is not exactly, you know, words of inspiration. Like, Glenn, did you hear what Lamar said? Let's go. We, you know, still have a chance. Yeah, Seton.
Is there a comma in there? No. Like I'm still hopeful, comma. Like, we still have a chance.
There's no comma.
There's
no. I'm still hopeful we still have a chance. End quote. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't that a situation where you over-support the team that's on the field? Say, I have no doubt that our team is going to go out there and get it done.
Yes.
Lamar.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They're like, whew, but not me. Good luck.
They got no shot.
I mean, I hope we have a chance.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You go back to when he rejected that 5-year, $250 million deal earlier in the season, and it was guaranteed $133 million. And I think that was the sticking point, because if you guarantee it, it feels like Lamar Jackson would have signed that. Now what do you do? He's been banged up the last couple of years. You're going to probably franchise him. And then you end up paying him, what, $40 million? Something in that ballpark for 1 year. Do you want him for 5 more years with this style? It almost feels like we look at running quarterbacks the way we do running backs. There's like a 5-year window here. And then you have to make that decision. Do you want to sign them up for 5 more years? This is what I don't understand, and I was never good at math, but if I'm a quarterback, I want to get in after the 3rd year. I don't want to wait until after the 5th year, even the 4th year, because the sooner I get in, the sooner I'm going to be able to renegotiate, sign another contract extension. I mean, that's what's going to happen with Patrick Mahomes. You know, we looked at the deal and it's like, oh my God, it's $500 million. It's going to be a team-friendly deal. It's going to be a great deal for both. He's already getting a couple of years into that contract. Now he's going to be able to sign another contract extension. If I'm Lamar Jackson, get in. Now I'm in after 3 years. Now I'm already 2 years in now with that next contract. You bank $60 million? That's what I don't understand. I know everybody wants it guaranteed. And this started with Kirk Cousins. When I came on this show and I had a source say, be ready for this. Kirk Cousins going to get the first guaranteed contract. Everything is guaranteed. All the money. And I went, wow. And then everybody, it changed everything. And then Deshaun Watson got $230 million guaranteed, all guaranteed. And I think Lamar Jackson looks at that and probably goes, why is $133 million guaranteed? And everybody has that sort of that same reaction to this. Isn't that enough money? Or $133 million, okay. Incentives, you're still going to make that money. You'll be 2 years quicker into that next contract. But if I'm Baltimore and I love the Lamar Jackson story, and it's not my money, it's not personal, I don't want to sign him for a five-year deal now. Do I think he's using this as leverage? Do I think he's saying, I'm not going to risk this? I don't know. I have to be fair to him that he's got a knee injury, hasn't played in a while. But could he play? Says he won't be 100%. Well, you get to this point, who's 100%? Can you play? Can you play without risking serious injury? And if that's the case, fine. You know, these two parties approached this, and Baltimore gave him what they thought was a good offer. He turned it down. And now it's been sort of lingering there. And then he didn't play well this year. And he's banged up, and he's banged up again. And this is the style that he plays. Do I want to sign that up? No, long-term. No, I don't. Kyler Murray, don't want to sign that long-term deal. I need to wait a year. I said I would wait 5 years. I would wait the entire contract with Lamar Jackson. I would have waited. I would have said to Kyler Murray, no. No. You want to sit out? Sit out. But we have to see more from you. We want to see leadership from you. We want to see what you do in the second half of a season. We want to see what you do in the postseason. Lamar's won an MVP. And that's where it probably eats away and goes, Deshaun's making more. Why does Kyler Murray get that contract? Then you get caught up in all of this and you start playing mind games. And sometimes you're playing the mind games with yourself. You got to come back from an injury. Do you want to sign him to that deal? I think they'll franchise him. But I wonder if his future is in Baltimore. Yeah, Paul.
Can you imagine 2 years ago us on the air talking about the Ravens moving on from Lamar Jackson? It wouldn't even been a topic that anyone would talk about. Now it's a very popular topic. 2 years ago, he was 11-4 as a starter, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks. The year before, he was MVP. And the past couple of years, his stats have cooled off. If you want to compare him, if you wanted to Cam Newton, in Cam Newton's fifth year in the league, he was league MVP. He went to the Super Bowl. He was 15-1. After that year, his fifth year in the league, he made one Pro Bowl and one playoff appearance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, check that. After year five in the league, Cam Newton made zero Pro Bowls and had one more playoff appearance for Carolina. He's out of the league at 32.
He says the knee injury is more serious than what people know, and I'm gonna take him at his word, but that doesn't help. Like, is this something that is always going to be there? Like, once you have one knee surgery or two or, you know, five or six like me, it stays with you. The rest of your life, it's there. Now, he's trying to run away from guys who are trying to, you know, take his head off. But when you're that good a runner, you don't want to stop running because that's what you do so well. And you sort of have to go, all right, let's ride this out as long as we can. That style. And I would have great trepidation here. As great as he is, it almost feels like he has to do more because he looks around. He's had running backs injured. He hasn't had great wide receivers. He's got a very good tight end. But I think he goes into a game thinking, I got to make something happen every single time. I am responsible for the offense. And doesn't want to go out there and play, doesn't want to risk. Does the contract have anything to do with it? I don't know how it doesn't have something, even if it's just lingering. Yes, Eden.
Somebody on Twitter wondering if Lamar Jackson was actually saying that he still has a chance that he could play. Not that the team stinks, but hey, okay, I'm not 100%, but okay. I'm hopeful, like we, meaning like, you know how sometimes people talk about, they say like we, but it really means I.
Okay. I wish I could be out there with my guys more than anything, but I can't give a 100% of myself to my guys and fans. I'm still hopeful we still have a chance.
Maybe.
I thought he's been ruled out. Here's John Harbaugh being asked a question.
There's like an idea outside the building. I know you probably don't care about it, but that kind of connects like how long he's missed in his contract situation. Knowing what he's done for the franchise, how you feel about him, does that tick you off? Does it hurt you at all? Or do you have any sort of thoughts on that idea?
That's a great question. You learn, I'll say, after all these years. I wouldn't say that things don't ever make you mad that you read or you hear. And people do speculate on different things. And sometimes, yeah, you kind of do, you go, man, I can't believe someone would say that or think that. But you try your best not to let it affect you emotionally. So all that other stuff just becomes kind of noise, and you just try to just put it out of your mind.
I don't know if he answered the question. And then you're laughing at a question like that. I don't know. Seems a little serious there, what's going on. And look, a lot of people speculated this. If you know, do I want to go out there? I'm not 100%. Could I go out there and play? Maybe. Or I could be 60. I'd rather have him at 60% than somebody who is 100%, his backups. But we're probably not going to see that. By the way, the Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites against the Buccaneers. The last time the Cowboys won a road playoff game, does anybody want to guess the quarterback matchup? The Cowboys won a road playoff game. Paulie?
Can we get the century it was played?
No. Marv.
Randall Cunningham, Troy Aikman?
Wow.
No. Dang, good poll.
Yeah.
Good poll. Maybe half right.
It's the Cowboys, so.
Yes.
It's the 90s.
It is Troy Aikman versus Steve Young. That's the last time Cowboys won a road playoff game.
That game was in standard definition.
Woo!
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. This is the start of the day.
No pressure on the Cowboys Monday night. We'll talk Tom Brady's future coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. NFL playoff picture locked in, and the place to go for wild card round action, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kick off the road to the Super Bowl. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, new and existing customers get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. Place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you'll get a free bet back up to $10. Action so good, why bet anyplace else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The code Patrick. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Oh, the brother Barry White. Yeah. All together now.
Little cowbell in there.
Hell yes. I could do the vocal part of the talking that he does. Problem is, once you get to the singing part, I'd have a problem there. But it'd be like, ah, yeah, and we made love. Yeah. And then he starts to sing. Sorry, that was creepy to be saying it to you guys here.
Yeah, like, yeah. Dude, what are you doing?
My darling, I. Thank you, Marvin. Thank you. This program is brought to you by our good friends at Peacock. Super Wild Card Weekend is on NBC and Peacock. Two great matchups. Saturday, Chargers battle the Jags. Sunday, Ravens and the Bengals, presented by Verizon. We'll talk to Rick Stroud of the Buccaneers. Last year at this time, we talked to him, and we were talking about Tom Brady going to retire. Well, he did retire, not very long, and then came back. And I don't think anybody feels like Tom's going to retire now. Let's bring in Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, host of Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast. Seems like a foregone conclusion, Rick. Tom Brady's playing next year. I guess the question is, Tampa or the field?
Yeah. Can I take the state of Florida? Can we take that and just say
sure.
One state? Because I really do believe that for as much talk as there's been about San Francisco, too far, right? They got Brock Purdy. They got their quarterbacks, Trey Lance. Denver, same thing. Las Vegas. He now has three kids that don't live with him full time. And they're in Florida, two of them. One's in New York. So I still think Miami is a possibility, depending on what people do down there with Tua, maybe even with the head coach. And I was told by somebody pretty close to him that, and I would have never said this, Dan. In fact, I said the opposite. It shows what I know, that he might come right back here to Tampa. He really, really likes working for the Glazers. He has a great relationship with them. They give him everything he wants. It's certainly still in the state, not far from where his ex-wife is. So he might want to fix this if that's possible. And I wouldn't discount the Bucs having another crack at him.
Are the Bucs threatening?
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. but only because of one guy. And it's also, Dan, because of the way I think he'll play. You know, his whole year, of course, was, you know, full of all kinds of, you know, personal strife. But beyond that, he really didn't want to get hit. He didn't want to, you know, he didn't trust the offensive line. He had to make it through the regular season. That was the goal. That was the whole goal of his since he tore his ACL back in 08. And he knew he had to be here for his team. When he played Carolina and they had to win, he sat back in the pocket and he threw the ball down the field. Now, they played a named single coverage, you know, against Mike Evans, and they bombed away. But I really think that in the postseason, we saw this last year with the Rams, he got hit 15 times, 9 times by Von Miller. But he stood in there and he looked down the barrel and he threw it. Why is he playing if not for the postseason, if not to try to get in the Super Bowl? And I think that's going to open up their offense quite a bit. Plus, they're as healthy as they've been. I mean, Julio Jones, who we haven't seen, he's been on the shelf. He's been quietly working. I think you're going to see a lot of him. And, you know, we'll just see if they have problems on the offensive line. But those guys have played a lot of football now. And I think they feel they have a little bit of confidence going.
But what have you seen from the Cowboys defense the last month? They have not looked good at all, including last week against the Commanders. And how does Tom Brady take advantage of that?
Well, they got to protect them. I mean, that's number one. I mean, for all that the Cowboys have done, and they gave up, what, 500 yards to Jacksonville. You know, the Bucs, unfortunately, they're the worst rushing team in the league. I mean, historically bad, under 80 yards a game. I think only 4 teams have made the playoffs with that low of a rushing average. But the biggest thing is, can you block Micah Parsons? Can you keep Tom clean? If they can do that, there's yards to be made. You know, we'll see what kind of coverage they play. But there's going to be some man-to-man opportunities. And, you know, the first game, they ran the ball very well. They got it outside. They got it on the edge. They made those guys run sideline to sideline. So I don't know that the game plan will be different this time of year. He seems to trust Leonard Fournette, who had a big game in Arizona a couple weeks ago. So I think there is a way to attack them. But you're right. I mean, look, this is America's team against what? Captain America, right? America's quarterback. And it's intriguing because that's really the matchup. And you got Jerry Jones. You know, every year the pressure builds on Dallas. I think they're going to feel it. I really believe that the Cowboys are going to win. You know, all that stuff. And listen, that's real. You know, and this team, for whatever reason, has beaten this team twice now in the season opener in 2 years. So they're confident. It hasn't been a good year. It could go that way again in this playoff game. But I think when you get to this part, the pressure is what all the teams feel. And who handles that best? No one handles it better than Tom Brady.
Tampa, I believe, is 2-4 against playoff teams this year. Best team you saw this year that they faced?
Oh, San Francisco by far. Yeah, it wasn't even close. And with Brock Purdy making his first start. You know what's going to be interesting about them? And they're terrific. They have the defense. They can run the ball. The Christian McCaffrey deal was genius. I want to see what happens, though, if, much like Jimmy Garoppolo before him, if the 49ers are in a trail position in the fourth quarter and Brock Purdy has to throw the ball, you know, down the field in a clock situation, is he going to be able to handle that? He just hasn't been in that position yet. So, but no, by far, San Francisco is the best team I've seen.
Yeah, you start to look at these situations. I pointed out in the first few minutes of the show that we look at these matchups. We may not like the teams, the Giants and the Vikings, but that might turn out to be a great game. The Chargers in Jacksonville, looking at the line, that should be a great game. You know, you got Miami against Buffalo, not much of a chance there. You got Seattle against San Francisco, not much of a chance there. The one game you think that will take away from this weekend, talking about on Monday/Tuesday, is what?
Wow, that's a great question. I think it's going to be the New York Giants beating the Vikings. I think we're going to see a Giants team that has some pieces that can give teams trouble. They're physical. They can run the football. Daniel Jones can be a problem. And I just don't trust Minnesota. I don't know how you can trust a team with that kind of point differential. They're just up and down. And if that happens, then you have a situation where if the Bucs were to win, they'd be going to San Francisco. It could really throw sort of the playoffs into a loop. But yeah, I'm really interested in that Vikings-Giants game.
Trying to understand this quote from Lamar Jackson. I know that you cover more than just the Buccaneers. You cover the NFL. But he says,
"Yeah,
I wish I could be out there with my guys more than anything, but I can't give 100% of myself to my guys and fans. I'm still hopeful we still have a chance. What do you take from that?
Well, first of all, nobody's 100%.
True.
Let's go there first. Get out there if you can, even if you're 65%. Let's give it the old college try. I still think we have a chance. I mean, that seems a little dark, you know. You might want to get behind your guys a little bit more than that. I don't know what Lamar Jackson's future is. I don't know. Do you hand a guy like that the kind of contract he's going to command if you think that this is going to be a pattern, if you think that his style of play is going to put him in harm's way over and over again? It's a difficult decision. By the same token, who's out there, right? What position are you in to get another quarterback? But you have to be available for your team, and he's not. And this has been an ongoing saga week to week. So I don't give, you know, the Ravens much chance, and I don't know how this impacts their feelings about Lamar going forward. I think they have to sign him, Dan, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they're going to franchise him. I mean, I would still take a wait and see coming off this injury. Been
Absolutely.
Injured the last couple of years. And he's got to look at Deshaun Watson's deal and say, I want mine all guaranteed. And they weren't willing to guarantee, you know, there was like $133 out of $250 million. I want to leave you with this, and I want to take you back to last summer when we spoke. And you knew what was going on with Tom Brady and his family situation. But as a reporter, being respectful and also being in that market with Tom Brady and seeing him on a semi-regular basis, how do you kind of compartmentalize to go, I've got to do my job, but it's a sensitive topic of somebody who's going through a divorce, but it is affecting a football player and a football team and a city that you live in?
It's a great question, and we wrestled with it not that much, though, because, again, you know, I work for a newspaper and or a digital company or whatever they call themselves now, and it's journalism. And, you know, even celebrities like Tom Brady and Giselle deserve a certain amount of privacy. And furthermore, we kind of drew the line at, is there a document that says, is there a filing? Is there something on paper that says this is actually happening? We knew kind of what the strife was, but it's, you know, in any situation like this, it's totally fluid. You don't want to be first and wrong on this one. You have to be correct. And you also have to respect the process. There's children involved. And again, these kids, you know, were born into this family and they're in the spotlight and commercials and everything else. But that's their mom. That's their dad. And so you have to be very careful and sensitive to that. We could see what was going on with Tom. He hinted at some personal strife, you know, during the season about I got some bleep going on. And we saw the weight loss and all of that. And we knew that he took time away for that reason. But aside from documenting those absences, it was really difficult to come out and say, well, this marriage is ending. And I had written stories and had them ready to go in the event that, you know, that was proven. But without a spokesperson for one of those parties or without a document, that's kind of where we drew the line. And everybody else can answer for themselves. But I just think you have to be respectful of where the situation is and of everybody involved, not just Giselle and Tom.
Yeah, I wrestled with that as well, but I kept going back to how I covered Tiger Woods. When all of this came out about what was happening with other women, I only care what happens to you, the golfer, the performer. If it took him off the golf course, if he didn't play in majors, or Tom missed practice, you know, Tom did miss practice. Then, you know, when I found out eventually, then I went, he's missing practice. Now it's a story. But prior to that, I couldn't do TMZ. I couldn't broach the topic.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think when you see that it's affecting him on the field, and obviously this is the most prepared quarterback of all time, still might be if he just rolled out of bed and played, but he wasn't preparing the way he normally prepares. And I think it had an effect on his play. I mean, you know, he didn't have the chemistry. He talked about, you know, not getting enough reps with some of his guys. And I think that early on that was a story. Just you know, look, after the Ravens game, Dan, he sat there, and no one had ever seen this. We talked to people in New England. But for a good 20, 25 minutes in full pads with his head between his legs at his locker, and Blaine Gabbert was talking to him, he had no response. The next day, the divorce was final. Yeah. The next day, they filed the final papers. And so they had lost two games in 4 days. They were 3-5. And, boy, you could see – you know, how the weight of that had affected him on and was affecting him, you know, off the field, but on the field as well. So we wrote about that scene. But that's really all we could do. You know, I just think that you can write about how whatever it is he's going through and wants to share is affecting him on the field, but without, you know, one of them acknowledging it, I just didn't feel comfortable writing that was happening.
Always great to talk to you, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, host of Sports Day Tampa Bay. Yeah, I remember people were surprised or disappointed or whatever they were when I wasn't touching the Tiger Woods, always dating a Waffle House waitress. Like, I didn't care. I have to be fair to them. You know, the car crash Thanksgiving night. Okay, now that's an injury. That's going to affect Tiger Woods, the golfer. Or the accident that he had in California. Then, and look, my moral compass hopefully points in the right direction with these stories because I've been doing it such a long time. But I, you know, when I finally found out that Brady was going through a divorce, they had separated going through a divorce, I had to wait to see how that affected him, the football player. When he missed 10 days of practice, now it's a story. And no matter what Tampa was saying to us, like, hey, he had it scheduled, you don't have a 10-day vacation scheduled in August. And certainly not the greatest quarterback of all time, unless you were going to retire. And that's why I think, you know, broaching the topic, you got to be sensitive to no matter who it is. Jim in New York joins us. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Hi, Dan. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Jim.
I think you're the best interviewer I've ever heard in my life, and I love listening to you every day, and you and the Danettes. Quick, with Lamar, I think actually Lamar has them where he wants them. When they drafted him, they also picked up Greg Roman, who's noted power run. Kaepernick had his power run with the 49ers. Mm. They changed their entire offensive philosophy and filled up their entire offensive roster around Lamar with all the tight ends, only a couple receivers, and a ton of running backs and offensive linemen. If they don't sign him, they have to change their entire offense, get rid of their offensive coordinator, and go in an entirely different direction. The only reason I don't think the franchise tag, actually I haven't done enough thought on it, but it's $45.2 million.
Yeah.
The franchise take
yeah.
for 2023. I don't know. I think he's got them. I don't know if the PCL, I think there's already been enough time that he's had off to show them what they are without him.
Well, I like Tyler Huntley. You could still run that same offense with him and then decide what you want to do, with that offense. Do you reconfigure it? I'm just not sure if what Lamar Jackson does is sustainable. He's been banged up, and now I'm going to give him a 5-year deal, and it's going to be all guaranteed. I'd have a hard time with that. You know, if you say, hey, where are you going to be in 4 years from now? I'm not sure. Can I count on him? When he's healthy, he's awesome. But, yeah, you did, you know, brought in Greg Roman, and you were going to create a similar offense to what, you know, Colin Kaepernick played in. But I'm not so sure where you go, okay, it's all guaranteed, and he's going to continue to play that way. I wouldn't have extended Kyler Murray when the Cardinals did. I understood what Buffalo was doing with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. If the Bengals do that with Joe Burrow, those careers feel more sustainable. Now, Josh Allen, I do get nervous when he runs as much as he does, but he's not going to stop. He's Cam Newton, but a better quarterback, a better passer. He's not going to stop. But, you know, certain quarterbacks, the style that they play in, do you want to roll the dice on that? And that's what Arizona is going to do with Kyler Murray, and Baltimore is probably going to do with Lamar Jackson. Our play of the day is up next. More phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Dinwiddie gives it right back. Schroeder on Doncic. Three-pointer on its way for the tie. It's good! Luka Doncic, a clutch three! Shoot, Doncic trying to get some room. Three-pointer is good! Luka Doncic sticks another one to tie the game.
Courtesy of TNT, Luka ends with 35-14-13, his 56th triple-double of his career, as the Mavs beat the Lakers in double overtime. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. The best time to secure your home with Simply Safe is right now. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order at simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. When Luka first started out his career, I think he missed the first 10 clutch shots. You know, they have categories for just about everything now. But in those situations where you can take the lead in a game, tie a game, he was 0 for 10. Now it feels like you're surprised when he does miss one of those shots. And he's becoming almost unguardable. I thought Russell Westbrook did a good job. And, you know, athletically, he can stay with Luka. Luka is just so much bigger, stronger. But Westbrook, who has played extremely well this year, still has problems with turnovers, but we do like him coming off the bench. And he did his best with Luka. Imagine if somebody goes, I did as good as I could. He ends up with a triple-double with 35. And that step-back three, that's money now. I still don't understand how somebody can be that good a shooter but not be a good free throw shooter. Because he's got good form on his jumper, but he gets to the line, he's still He should be an 80 to 85% free throw shooter. At the least. He's 73%. I mean, it's like LeBron. You know, and maybe they're just scorers, not shooters. Although I love Luka's form. His form on those three-pointers is pure. LeBron's has always been awkward. You know, the greatest scorer of all time is not going to be known as a shooter. It's amazing. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm looking, and I just checked the box score, and sometimes I feel that LeBron's supporting cast last night was Juan Toscano-Anderson, Max Christie. Stop me when I tell you a name that you've heard before. Dennis Schroeder, who's...
Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder. He's had some good work in his past and a while back. And Thomas Bryant, not the worst big man in the league, and nice little player. But, I mean, that's the starting four with LeBron.
Yeah.
Holy cow. He misses the Eric Snow days.
What LeBron has done, been doing, is really incredible. But now the frustration starts to set in. I'm the oldest guy on the floor, and I'm the one out here every game. Why is that? And he keeps pleading with the front office, get me some help. But, you know, if you're the front office, you have to go, how much help do we want to give you right now, and at what cost? What is the end game here? We get into the playoffs? What are we giving up? We're giving up our future when you won't be here, that we will need those draft picks. And I think that's where the frustration starts to set in. Not a good team around him, obviously. Let's see. Andrew in Washington's back. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Happy Meat Friday. Just one more point on Luka Doncic. You know, he averaged 40 points or more over the last 10 games. First to do that under the age of 23 since Michael Jordan, Paulie. But, Dan, you did hit it on the head with these contracts for quarterbacks. They got out of hand with Deshaun Watson with his character issues and then a fully guarantee. And then you have Kyler Murray, who probably has character issues and gets fully guaranteed and then an injury. So I think it's really muddied the water, which is going to negatively affect all the other quarterbacks coming up. But one more NBA note, a little Ben Simmons update since Brooklyn did leave. He had the most assists last night, 13, since he's had in a game since Christmas Day 2019 when he had 14 against the Bucks. And where's Chris Mannix? The triumphant return of Ricky Rubio.
Oh, I saw that. Ricky Rubio back with the Cavs. I figured I'd hear from Mannix. Thank you, Andrew. People still are surprised when they watch Ben Simmons and realize that he doesn't want to shoot and he can't shoot. He's not changing. Nothing's changed. He can play. He can't shoot. But people are watching now going, oh, let me watch Ben Simmons. Hey, he's not taking a shot. He won't take the shot. He can't shoot. He does a lot of different things. He just can't shoot. Yeah, Paul.
But his stats this year, he's 26 games, 27 minutes a game. He's averaging 7 points, six rebounds, six assists. It's not what he was doing 3 years ago. He was averaging 16-8-8 with two steals to lead the league.
But what he's averaging now is almost like Draymond Green-like.
It's less than, but he's 26. This is his peak window.
Oh, I know.
26 to 30. When Draymond was 26, he was averaging 14, 10, and 6.
But the Nets have been winning.
Right.
That's why, you know, we when you watch, they're still winning, so it doesn't stand out as much where you go, God, if Simmons could score, now, how great would they be? But they've been winning. Yeah, Marv.
But he's not even attempting to score. No. He went 0-for-3 last night with 0 points.
He has no interest. No interest.
Not even a free throw attempt, DP?
He definitely doesn't want that. Yeah, Paul.
And it'd be okay if he had no interest in scoring if he were Dennis Rodman or Ben Wallace. Or, you know, remember Clint Capella? He had a couple of good years where all he really did was rebound and block shots.
But you can't be a point guard and you're afraid to go to the basket. Because then I got to take you out at the end of a game because you don't want to shoot free throws. And what am I going to do? I'm going to foul you and make you go to the line. I don't think anything changes anytime soon. And I don't know how many shooting coaches that he's had. There are guys who are in the NBA, all they do is help you with shooting. And there's some great shooting coaches. I went to one, you know, I was in my 40s. I went to one because I was going to master my jump shot.
You're joking, right?
No, I am not.
Now, you weren't in the CBA at the time, were you?
His name is Phil Weber. And I said, Phil, you got to help me with my jump shot. And I think he looked at me like, you're not playing any competitive basketball. No, but I want it to be perfect. And it's never perfect. But he helped me. Maybe Ben Simmons needs a different shooting coach there.
Named Dan Patrick.
Maybe. I would be more than happy to help him. Josh Duhamel, actor, Vikings fan, joins us coming up. One more item. We close out hour one, Panini America. They are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. But also, we invite you to check out the NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They got one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, and they are the official products of the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. You can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items that you love. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences that NFT holders can have access to, like on-the-field experiences at NFL games or backstage at UFC. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts. Even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.